Making VR more comfortable. Welcome back to Textonation. I'm Fred Fishkin. With us from NeuroSync VR is co-founder Dr. Slobodan Hessler. I understand you go by Bobo, so welcome. Thank you for taking the time with us.
Thank you, Fred.
Well, you've developed a system for VR that you call Cfinity. Give us the overview here of what you've done.
Yeah, so the Cfinity is really a novel way of creating locomotion in VR that really allows very natural sensation and allows user to have a prolonged time in VR without motion sickness. And the idea is really to not only make VR more enjoyable, but really to have the ability to have VR for all, or all-inclusive VR that even people that cannot potentially physically move through the space would be able to sense and use locomotion to enjoy VR.
And you actually have a peer-reviewed scientific study showing that you're able to reduce these problems?
Yes, we do. We just recently published a human subject study in Neuroscience Letters that it's publicly available, that shows in small group of human subjects significantly reduced motion sickness in people that are utilizing our device when compared to classical gamepad controllers or any type of comparable controllers in this case.
Let's take a look at what this looks like.
Cfinity is an innovative input device that enhances your VR gaming experience, making it more immersive and enjoyable. It's compatible with PC VR headsets, PSVR 1, and the MetaQuest platform. To connect it to a PC, simply use a USB cable to connect from a free port on your computer to the Cfinity device. The PC platform hosts the majority of compatible games, significantly expanded by the UE VR mod, which has increased the number of compatible games tenfold. We've previously discussed how Cfinity operates and its purpose in earlier videos, which you can find linked in the description of this video. For PSVR 1 users, Cfinity can be connected to either a PS5 or PS4 using a third-party adapter that makes the Cfinity inputs compatible with PlayStation hardware. However, it's important to note that Cfinity does not support PSVR 2, only the original PlayStation VR headset. The MetaQuest connection represents the most content-restricted option. To connect Cfinity to a MetaQuest headset without a PC, simply connect the Cfinity cable to an OTG adapter, which then plugs into the Quest's C port. While hardware compatibility is not an issue with the Quest, currently only a limited number of titles support Cfinity, with VRChat being a notable exception. VRChat offers full Cfinity support on the Quest platform, delivering one of the best VR experiences available. Uniquely, it integrates Cfinity inputs with device and hand or motion tracked controller inputs, allowing for innovative use cases. For example, you can use the Cfinity with one hand for motion and body rotation inputs while the other hand interacts or aims, or you can use both motion tracked controllers, relying on the Cfinity for seamless and intuitive rotation. Cfinity has successfully reached its funding goal on Kickstarter, and we invite you to support and follow our progress on Indiegogo.
Tell us how this came about. What's your background, and how did this happen?
Well, my background is really infectious diseases science and brain, mostly related to brain infection and viruses that cause damage to central nervous system. This project started as a pretty much a garage project with friends and kids way back, many years back, probably more than 10 years back now, in which we hypothesized that there's a way to make a more pleasant way of enjoying locomotion virtual reality and to generate a system that not only tracks your movements, but actually a system that would allow your brain to anticipate the movement that's going to happen. And this is how Cfinity came to the light.
And your interest in this, was it sparked by something in particular? You talked to people, or were you playing the game?
Well, most of us involved in this could not spend more than a few minutes in VR without feeling close to vomiting. So motion sickness 10 years ago in VR was a very, very severe problem. So the motivation here really was the ability to be in VR and enjoy VR.
So what does this work with?
This works with almost any headset on the market right now. And it works with any content that uses the PC to control the virtual reality content. So any content right now with no requirement for additional programming, any content where you can use the classical gamepad and the PC to run your games or training content or whatever it is, would also work with the C-Infinity.
But not so much with the, or does it work with the standalone units like the Quest, et cetera?
Yes, absolutely. So if you have a Quest that has content already uploaded to the headset, it would be the same. Yes.
You've already shown this to a number of people at the Consumer Electronics Show, and you're going to be showing it off some more in the near future as well, right?
Yes, absolutely. We're going to be present at several different conventions in Europe and in the US, and we will be showing it off. And this unit is actually standing in a couple of businesses already where people can try it out. One is in Houston and one will be very soon in San Francisco.
So tell me about the types of content that work well with this. Is it primarily for the first person game players?
So in entertainment area or gaming area, yes, that would be probably the best content that you can use, especially talking about very popular AAA PC games that are modded for VR usage. We believe that there is almost nothing as immersive for those games as our device.
But it's not as much for like sports games or other kinds of entertainment on VR.
So it depends. I think if you have a content in VR that really literally use only hand controllers. So if you're playing a tennis or golf in VR, you absolutely do not need C-Infinity. If you are playing any content in VR that requires really intense locomotion and you are not just transferring yourself in space by pushing on the buttons on the, you know, hand controllers, then C-Infinity makes a lot of sense. However, I think the key here is to understand that if the game is supported by gamepad or gamepad controller-like device, then C-Infinity can be used.
So you went online to raise funds, online funding. Tell us about that.
Yes, we did. We had a Kickstarter campaign that just finished, and we achieved slightly above our goal set. And the real goal here for Kickstarter was to introduce our product and to see how much interest on the market is out there. We are currently transitioning, or we have transitioned already, to Indiegogo. So you can also visit our campaign on Indiegogo and support it. And by the end of the year, as a matter of fact, October 1st, our device will be also available through our eShop on our webpage.
So when is it shipping then?
It has already shipped, and we just created, so some customers have already received it. There's a customer in Spain and one in France that have already received it. The US customers, the devices are on the ship right now to Houston, because some of these devices were initial prototype was made in Europe and has to be shipped to the US. So we will be releasing on Kickstarter the first videos from the first customers that have already received it literally a week or two after Kickstarter campaign closed.
So tell us about how pricing works. I know with the different online campaigns, it can differ.
So this is a pro version of C-Infinity, which is really aimed at gaming cascades, VR cascades, or VR business, if you want it that way. So it's extremely robust, made from, you know, steel in a way that would tolerate hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of different users. And the price is very high in our opinion for home use right now, but that's, you know, that's what it is for the arcades. So the price is around $2,500 for the businesses. We have offered this to generate traction and get it to the first customers for home use at the price of $799 at the Kickstarter and at $1,199 on Indiegogo right now. The full price of this device for arcades will be $2,500. We are planning next year, early next year, to come out with the home, with the device for home use, which will be significantly less expensive. But this is the only device and price that exists right now.
And the design of it, tell us how you determined to build it this way. This is a very different kind of platform for VR.
Okay, so the design is created in a way that is very ergonomic and allows you prolonged period of gaming slash usage of VR content. And it's made in a way that only 30% of your body weight is really on your legs. So you are in a position that it's kind of in between sitting and standing. And then the device has the abilities and the sensors plus electronics placed into the arm holders and back seat that allow the anticipation of the movement through the controller as you generate it in the VR.
And how is this communicating with the headset? How do the electronics all work together?
Two ways. If you're playing through the PC, then the USB connection is to the PC and PC is connected to the headset. If the headset content directly is being used, then the headset is connected via USB to the chair. And our third or home use device will also have the capabilities for wireless connection, but this is not in the gaming device that is made for the arcades right now.
Well, exciting and really a benefit for a lot of people who would like to be playing VR, but have troubles. So give us the info of where people can go to get more information, maybe to purchase.
Well, if you go to neurosyncvr.com, which is our webpage, you're going to find information about our ongoing campaign. As you follow the link to the Kickstarter campaign, you will see successfully closing and finishing that campaign. But there is a button that allows you to continue to follow us, which will bring you directly to the Indiegogo platform. And on the Indiegogo platform that is currently open, you can either support the project or basically purchase the device that will be delivered to you within weeks of closing the Indiegogo campaign.
And the spelling is neurosyncvr.com. Bobo, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you very much, Fred.